Corey Meyer of the Coon Rapids Baird boys basketball team joining us here on our preseason interviews on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Coach, a little bit of a surprise. We're doing this early a little bit, doing it in person, but always great to talk to you.
It's always great to talk to you as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, season is coming up for you guys here soon. You'll have your first game, I believe, after Thanksgiving gets going, so you'll have a good chance to get ready with some scrimmages and get going with the team. But let's start off by just talking about how the preseason's been going and what you've been up to.
Yeah, so actually today is our second practice of the year with our team. Unfortunately, I was not here yesterday being sick, but so this is our second opportunity. We have 8 practices before our first game, so very little time to prepare. So it's, you know, at this point in the year, we're trying to get as much fundamental stuff in and trying to get some sets in, give some game life experience to a lot of our guys that are inexperienced. But we did have a little bit of opportunity to play a little bit this summer, you know, through our baseball schedule that, you know, they play a lot of Saturdays. We did play top 64. I had a decent turnout, but I didn't have everybody. So right. We played very limited, I would say, as a team throughout the summer. So really this first 2 weeks of practice is really important for us just to learn about ourselves.
Talk about just what you've seen so far from the guys from the summer and a few guys that have been out. What have you kind of seen so far for them?
Yeah, so I think when we look back at last year's team, you know, we had a really good season. We got to a district championship game back-to-back years. Pretty excited about kind of how we finished the year last year. We won 13 of our last 14 games. Unfortunately, a lot of those guys have now graduated and they're off to college. So we got a lot of new guys that are going to have to step in and take on bigger roles. A lot of the kids that have played in our JV program, you know, they've played 20 to 40 JV games. So at that point in their career that they can step in now to a varsity game and see where they're at, you know, from a talent and skill wise.
I'm glad they brought up the back-to-back district championship games because that's got to spell really good for this program as a whole. You guys are winning. You guys are doing really well throughout the season. And that kind of culminates to confidence on the court.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's just, you know, our guys in the last couple of years, we've gotten progressively better as the season went along. I don't think either season we started out real well, but we just kept improving and really they bought into the, you know, the idea of practicing hard and getting better each day. Just, you know, that 1% better. And we've had really good leadership and guys that have helped bring the younger kids along. That's what's going to count again this year is some of those upperclassmen helping these young guys get accustomed to the game and just learn how to play at the speed of it.
I think the great thing, too, is that you guys are in a very good conference. The Rolling Valley Conference year in, year out, have those teams that just kind of go off and do really, really well. And you have teams, even at the bottom, that are still put up a really good, scrappy fight throughout. Talk to me about the Rolling Valley Conference. I don't know if you've seen teams so far from them, but what is kind of the state of the conference look like this year?
Yeah, I think when you look at Rolling Valley this year, there's a lot of kids. I think that senior class from last year, a lot of kids graduated. So there's a lot of teams that are going to be looking for different positions for, you know, for young guys to fill in. There's a couple schools that really didn't graduate anybody. West Harrison, you know, the team that beat us in the district championship game last year, they returned to everybody. They didn't have a senior on their team who made it to state and an opportunity to play the state tournament. So that team is, you know, they're experience, everybody's back another year. They probably have another one or two guys added to the rotation. Basically the same thing with Elkhorn Exira. I mean, they're a big physical team, very well coached, has some post players and have 3 pretty good guards. They bring everybody back, and you know, I think Doug did a good job of developing some of those kids off his bench last year, so they probably got 8-9 kids returning. And then the rest of it's kind of a lot of question marks as far as, you know, who's going to be fighting from that third spot on down.
One last thing we want to talk about is just kind of that first competition for you guys. You'll have plenty of opportunities to get ready for the season before it all kind of gets going. But what's that first game of the season looking for you guys?
Yeah, so we play the Monday after Thanksgiving break. And so we have a scrimmage. We're scheduled for a scrimmage on that Friday right after Thanksgiving. And then probably a practice Saturday. Then we start game week on that Monday. We got a tough week. We got 3 games that first week, and Audubon is our first game out of the chute. We haven't played Audubon since I've been here as far as during the regular season game, so I don't know much about them. You know, I know there's probably some film from last year. They did get a new coach. We did scrimmage them a little, or we did scrimmage them in the summer. We learned a little bit about them. They had a couple guards that shot it well. I know they were missing a post, so we're going to have our work cut out for us for sure. And then Tuesday night we play at home. It's the first home game against Stanton. And then Friday night, I believe it's at Peyton Shenan.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, it's glad that we can kind of kill two birds with one stone here, do one interview and another one in the same room. But thanks so much for taking some time here in person to talk with me. Good luck against Audubon and good luck throughout the entire season.
I appreciate your coverage all year.